Hey everybody, I wanted to talk to you guys today about learning how to apologize. You know, the internet is filled, and especially when I say the internet, what I really mean especially is social media, is filled with these ideas, these fantasy ideas about relationships. Many of them are pushed by women, some of them are pushed by mental health professionals. A lot of them are pushed by relationship gurus and all these other people. You name it, you've probably seen something of the sort where folks are saying that, you know what, don't go to sleep angry, or you know, don't piss anybody off in your relationship, and all that kind of stuff. And well, you know, guys, we know that it's rubbish, right? We know it's not real. If you've been in a relationship for any length of time with somebody, you know, you've made a mistake, or you're going to make a mistake at some point. There's something that you're going to have to apologize for, right? Okay, so we know that. That's the easy part. Now, harder part is actually dealing with the apology. And I hear it all the time, especially from women, that they say guys don't know how to apologize. Okay, now that's a bit of a generalization, right? But yet and still, you know, men, if you're listening, yeah, there is something to be said for us about the way that we apologize. So today I'm going to give you some steps, right, to apologize more effectively. Now, when you hear these things, don't take them back to your significant other, your spouse, or whoever it is in your life, and try to throw them all out there and say, hey, it said do this, he said do that, and think that it's going to work out. You have to craft this and make this your own and really get to know who you are. And it depends on who your spouse or partner is, or your communication styles. All of these things come into play. And that's the reason why I tell everybody, hey, look, everything that you hear these podcasters talking about, including myself, take it with a grain of salt. Everything that you see on the internet and social media, these memes and stuff, take a step back from them. So that you can add some context to them, right? Because for whatever reason, we live in a day and age where a lot of people don't have an appreciation for contextualization anymore. And that's always really, really important. Things are rarely ever as black and white as they seem. There's usually a lot more gray in the middle than what we like to think about, okay? So apologizing, six steps, right? These are things that I've heard over time and talking to some of my colleagues, and these are the things that kind of come about, right? So instead of trying to rush through an apology and get somebody to forgive you and get things back to the way that they used to be, you take your time, okay? You know, one of the things that you have to get better at is the expression of regret. Right? Not avoidance, because that's the thing that a lot of us guys like to do. We avoid the fact that we hurt somebody, or we dispute the fact that we hurt somebody, or we kind of want to turn their pain into their opinion. And that's really not a cool thing to do. You know, you did something and somebody feels bad about what you did, and then you kind of like use that as a tactic. You try to gaslight them. Doesn't work out so well, right? So expression of regret. You got to start by telling the other person that you're sorry for what you did. It's important that you get that part right, because it'll set the tone for everything else that follows, right? And your tone is extremely crucial. If you sound insincere or sarcastic, or if you sound annoyed, then whatever else you say after that, it's really not going to matter, okay? So that's really what's important, okay? You have to have the proper expression of regret, and it has to be sincere. You also have to be able to explain what went wrong or what you did that was wrong. This is where you have a chance to explain your thinking. Let your spouse or partner know that there was a reason behind the mistake that you made. Now, it doesn't excuse it, okay, but you're opening up about the way that your mind processes things, okay? Now, this can go a long way towards letting your spouse see the intention behind your actions, right? Whether good or bad, okay? And it could perhaps change, you know, the relationship's perspective or their perspective. Now, that's not always true, okay? But if they think you did something wrong because you were thoughtless or didn't care, but then hear your actual reasoning behind your error, then that may help you in the long run, right? Number three, you have to acknowledge your responsibility. Now, this is very, very hard for a lot of folks to do because it requires us to step out from behind our own ego, our own defensiveness, and simply, like, you know, fall on the sword and be like, hey, look, yep, I did it. Okay. If you did something wrong, you're going to have to own it, right? This is key. It can signal to your partner that you're aware of your actions and that you accept your role. Okay. A non-apology or shifting the blame, yeah, that's only going to make things worse. And unfortunately, that's something that a lot of guys like to do. You can't do that. Okay. It's not going to make things better. Now, there's something else called the Declaration of Repentance. I know that sounds kind of cheesy, but it's really important, and this is where sincerity comes in, right? You've got to step up and promise that whatever happened, it's not going to happen again. But you can't just say it. You've got to be able to say it and talk about a plan to prevent that thing from happening again. It's a promise not to repeat those actions. And it also, I like to say, it's a promise and a plan. Make sure you include the plan. And if you don't know the plan on your own, if you're not able to come up with it and you need your partner's help, or you need your partner's help and a therapist's help to do this, then yeah, that's part of the plan. Go do that, right? And go figure out how to lay that framework so that you don't repeat that type of behavior. Okay. The next thing that you want to do is you want to offer to repair what you broke. Okay. So, all right, you've said you're sorry, but what are you going to do to make it right? You know, how are you going to move forward from that mistake? You're letting your spouse know that you're not sorry in the moment, but that you've established a plan going forward to fix things in the long term will make the apology go down a lot easier. So when you let them know, hey, look, I'm not just sorry now, but I need to develop a plan to keep this from happening again. And if you're open to it, get your partner involved, get a therapist involved, get a coach involved, get a mentor involved, get a spiritual advisor involved, and develop a plan, right? Your own individual plan to prevent you from making that mistake again. It's very important. You know, one of the mistakes that a lot of us make when we are asking for forgiveness, right? When we're making an apology, the very first thing that a lot of us tend to do is we ask for forgiveness. But believe it or not, in these steps, forgiveness is actually the last thing. Okay. And one reason why it's the last thing is because that's the thing that we're least in control of, right? We're least in control of. All right. If you do the other five things first, then the forgiveness piece, you've completely put that in your partner's wheelhouse. That's theirs. They can do whatever it is that they want to do with that forgiveness. They don't have to forgive you because you had this quote unquote perfect apology. But if you try to get this person to forgive you without doing the other things that you can do, yeah, it's not going to work out so well. Okay. The last thing is a request for forgiveness. All right. So, you know, if the violation is correctable, you know, if what you did wasn't horrendous and you show real intent not to repeat that behavior, then it's much more likely that you'll be able to rebuild that fundamental trust with your partner. But it's going to take some time. It's going to take a lot of time. And it's going to take a lot of work. Okay. They may not spring back automatically, and don't expect for them to be how they were before the mistake that you made with them. It doesn't work that way. And in some cases, guys, I got to tell you, even with all of that, even with following all of these steps, some people are just going to choose not to continue with you. And you've got to be okay with that. But I wanted to talk to you guys about how to apologize and the steps that go into an apology, because there are so many of us who just speed past the hurt that we caused someone. We look straight to forgiveness, or we try to minimize what we did or avoid what we did and avoid the consequences of what we've done. So I want to share that with you all. Listen to this episode a few times over. Go back and write down, take notes for it. It's really, really important. A lot of us have never been taught how to do it before, and I think that it'll go a long way if we share this with the other guys that we know who are making mistakes the same way that we are. It's kind of how I learned it too, you know. So guys, I hope that you all have a great day. Until next time, as I always say, love you more, love your people more. Be well. We'll talk to you soon.